Welcome to our Paul to Timothy podcast, Equipped to Lead. In today's podcast, I want to share with you an overview of a presentation that I made at Regent University. It was a leadership conference, and it was regarding research that we conducted here at Paul to Timothy Institute focused on this: what is an effective pastor? Now, it has a fancy title to the research, a Delphi study. And we looked at three aspects of a pastor's life. Number one, defining what is success for a pastor. Secondarily, we defined through this research the specific competencies of a pastor's success. So we wanted to look at the knowledge, attitudes, and skills that are essential to be a successful pastor. And thirdly, we defined through this expert panel the best way to develop the competencies of a successful pastor. So we looked at what is a successful pastor, what are the competencies of that pastor, and how in the world do successful pastors gain those competencies? Well, today's podcast is different than what is normal for us here. I think you'll really gain a whole lot out of it. Now remember, you can go to paultotimothy.com and receive other free resources, including a specific training titled Find and Empower Your Ministry Team. You can find those resources at paultotimothy.com. Now, let me take you right into the conference itself, 15 minutes long. I think you'll get a lot out of it. There has been some research done fairly recently that is very gripping to me in this area of clergy effectiveness, their personal lives as well as their public lives, performance variables in their ministry. Barna Research in 2021 found that 42% of ministers had explored a way out of ministry, of getting out of ministry, and these were ministers that were not retirement age. That number jumped in 2021 due to this dramatic 42%, nearing one half of them looking for an exit plan. In 2022, Barna Research went back and wanted to look at this 42% number of pastors wanting to get out of ministry, bail out of ministry. And they wanted to know why? Why are they wanting out? And the number one factor, it was actually 56% of those that wanted out said that the immense stress of the job was what focused their thoughts on leaving ministry. In a recent study as well, done by Matt Bloom, titled Flourishing in Ministry, it's a major, major study, lots of money spent on this study. My paraphrase of their definition of effectiveness was this: a minister is somebody that is functioning with joy, has deep resilience, great integrity, and fruitfulness of what they are doing. And what they found in that study was very profound. They found in the Flourishing in Ministry study that there were five factors deeply impacting pastors. Number one was the emotional toll of ministry, the life-impacting issues that they dealt with very, very regularly, daily in many cases. Secondarily, the complexity of problems. Problem solving, they found and stated, is just not that simple from the pastor's perspective, from the minister's perspective. Thirdly, they said the diversity of problems of dealing with celebrations at a wedding, to the death of a child, to immorality within the life of a staff member, diversity of problems, it just happening in a short period of time, was a significant deal. Fourthly, they talked about the lack of structure. Structureless ministry. How in the world do you structure your day? There's no preset way of doing business. And the structureless aspect of leadership and ministry was impacting. The fifth one was interesting. They talked about the impact of media on ministers, and so much is now being done through text and email that there's this loss of personal interaction, which the pastors and ministers felt deeply frustrated by, on not being able to read the room, be in the room with people, be able to get down to really heart issues, beyond the perfunctory, beyond just the structure of the do's and don'ts and what to do and what not to do. Media was having in some aspects, an adverse effect. And lastly, the fast pace of change was just a major impacting. So between those factors, of the emotional toll, the complexity of decision making, the diversity of issues, the structuralist nature of ministry, the impact of media, texting, that kind of thing, that makes so many things impersonal, and then the fast pace of change. Those were really aspects that were taking a tremendous toll on pastors. So in Delphi research that we conducted, we wanted to look at this issue, of a definition of clergy effectiveness, and specifically how to develop. Let me tell you what we did in the Delphi research. Very specifically, we looked at the U.S. Assemblies of God, and within the U.S. Assemblies of God, we put together an expert panel. This panel was comprised of three kinds of individuals. Those individuals were denominational leaders in charge of developing clergy, recruiting clergy, overseeing church effectiveness. Secondarily, we looked at educators, top educators within the U.S. Assemblies of God, also in charge of and overseeing clergy effectiveness, clergy development, church performance. And thirdly, we looked at high-performing pastors as defined by pastors who had performed well in a number of areas on the annual reporting of the U.S. Assemblies of God. We conducted a typical three rounds of iteration of interviews with them. Anonymity was prioritized. A coding analysis was done of the transcripts of the interviews. About a 1 hour interview was conducted with each of these individuals, and a consensus was gained. So let me jump to the results with you. The answer, out of the expert panel, what is an effective U.S. Assembly of God pastor? And this was the answer. There were three areas of competency, of abilities that emerged. Area number one, effective U.S. Assembly of God pastors, by the determination of the expert panel, are personally disciplined. Integrity and personal and public lives are very well integrated. These are pastors that made a big deal about family, about wholeness between what they did in ministry and their home life, about spiritual health. Those were issues that were really big to them. Think in terms of this. These are pastors that are deeply focused on the belief that who they are is absolutely reflected in what they do. So they are personally disciplined. The second area was that they are personally wise, relationally wise, I should say. They have the ability to relate to leaders, their leaders, their congregants, and their community well. It's very much reflected in how they handled conflicts. So the three areas, personally disciplined, relationally wise, and then thirdly, organizationally effective. They have the ability to influence the culture where they serve. They are passionate about not simply numbers, not simply style, not simply money, not simply those kinds of areas, which are not necessarily inconsequential to them, but they are deeply focused on discipleship. the transformation of people's lives. They are pastors longing to see the development and discipleship of their congregants. So those three areas, personally disciplined, relationally wise, and organizationally effective. How do pastors develop these competencies was obviously a key part of the study. Three factors: serving in ministry while at the same time pursuing education, higher education, whether seated or online. And thirdly, reflecting with a mentor that knows more than they do in their life. Those three factors: serving, getting an education at the same time while they're serving, and reflecting with a mentor. Those were key components in the effective formation of ministerial clergy effectiveness. How we used the research was this. This research ended up informing what we do at Paul to Timothy Institute, where we equip pastors to develop healthy and effective leadership teams. So we have actually developed a competency model reflecting three areas of abilities. Number one, the ability of a ministerial leader to hear and align their life with the voice of the Holy Spirit. We have a number of specifics associated with that, but that is the competency cluster that we look at on number one, ability to personally hear and align with the voice of the Holy Spirit. The second is we developed a competency cluster, knowledge, attitudes, and skills, around the area of relating effectively to leaders, to peers, to followers, and to those whom we have conflict. Thirdly, we developed a competency cluster on the area of the ability to lead change where God has placed them. Those three areas out of the Delphi research have informed us very significantly in a competency model of effectiveness in ministry relating to the personal, relational, and organizational. Lastly, future work that is needed in this area. I think there is a plethora of qualitative studies as well as quantitative studies that are coming out regularly. Barna Research is probably the leader, certainly in the U.S., talking to us about what is happening in churches and in the personal lives of ministers. I believe digging deeper into competency modeling and looking at how that is reflected, meta-analytical research and of what seminaries are doing and what they are teaching would be very, very helpful here. I believe future research on competency modeling. Delphi helps us look dominantly qualitatively at what in the world not is going on, but more qualitatively, why is that going on and what can we do about it? So we're excited about the results of the Delphi. It has informed us, and it's so good to be able to be with you and to share these results in the roundtable. Bless you.